study the plant kingdom. Plant kingdom. The plant kingdom is also a eukaryote, multicellular, photosynthetic, those who can make their own food, or very rarely the heterotrophic, and their cell wall is made up of cellulose. This is the main character, and the embryophytes. Embryo, they give generation by the embryo. This is the main character of plantae. Now the plant kingdom is again classified into bryophytes, that is the amphibian plant kingdom, non-vascular, and then the pteridophyte, that is the true root, stem and leaves and vascular tissue present. Then the spermatophyte, that is the seed producing and the vascular tissue present. But again, spermatophyte is differentiated into two kingdoms, that is the dicotyledon, gymnosperm and angiosperm. Gymnosperm is the naked seed. That seed is not enclosed in the fruit. That is also a perennial plant. Then the angiosperm, that is a seed-bearing plant which is enclosed in the ovary or fruit. Again, the angiosperm is divided into, you know, that the dicotyledonous and dicotyledonous two cotyledons and the monocotyledons, that is the single cotyledons in the embryo. Now we will first discuss the bryophytes. Bryophytes are the lower group of plant, amphibian. Why they are called amphibian plants? Because they needs the water for their fertilization. That is half land and half water. They used to stay in the grow in the marshy land or damp area, hilly side, where the temperature is not high, and fertilization they need the water. They reproduce sexually also and asexually also. In bryophytes we have the liverworts and the mosses. Liverworts are the thallophytes. Thallophytes means they don't have any root, stem, leaf-like structure, thallus body. They usually reproduce by the asexual method and the sexual method. That sexual method, they have the archegonia and anthradia. In mosses also, they are slightly higher. Once they have the leaf-like structure and stem-like structure, but they don't have vascular bundles, and they root-like structure, that is the rhizoids, which anchor them to the substratum, and the leaf-like structure, but that is not the true leaves. And they also reproduce by asexually and the sexually by anthradia and archegonia. Anthradia is the male part which produces the anthrozoids, and the archegonia are the female parts which produces the egg. And the figure has been given in your book, so you can see that. And archegonia and anthradia are surrounded by the sterile cells. And when anthrozoids come with the flow of water to the mouth of the archegonia, and they fertilize the egg. And when fertilize the egg, they produce the zygote. And this zygote is produced there, and by meiosis, it will again give the spores. What is the main alternation of generation in bryophyte is that the main plant body is gametophyte, that is the haploid. And the sporophyte, when the zygote is producing, and the sporophyte, they are dependent upon the gametophyte. Again, the spores are by meiosis, the spores are giving, haploid spores are there. Again, from the spores, they will germinate the haploid plant body. That is, the main plant body is gametophyte, and the sporophyte is very short, and it is dependent upon the gametophyte. Then comes the pteridophyte. And now what is the pteridophyte? Pteridophyte is much higher group than the bryophyte. They are, you have seen, this is the ornamental plant. Ferns are almost everywhere we use for the decorative plant. The fern have root, stem, leaf, and the vascular bundle starts from here. The leaf-like structures, they are called the fronds, and the rhizoid, anchoring the root-like structures, they are known as the rhizomes, and the young leaves, they are also divided, that is known as the rachis, and the division is known as the one division is known as the pinnate. And now at the back of that, the sporangia grows. The sporangia bears the spores. And a single, it is called, the group of sporangia is called the sori, and single is called the sorus. And now what is the difference between the bryophyte and pteridophyte? They have the alternation generation is the difference is that the main plant body is sporophyte. Main plant body is sporophyte. Where though in bryophyte, you have seen that the main plant body was gametophyte, that is the haploid. And here, the main plant body is sporophyte, that is the 2N, diploid. All higher plants are main plant body are the sporophyte. And here, the gametophyte, the haploid stage, which is the sexual stage, fertilized stage, they are independent here. Independent, they are not dependent as in bryophyte. You have seen that the gametophyte, sporophyte is dependent upon the gametophyte. But here, the gametophyte is not dependent upon the sporophyte. They are independent. How they are independent? They are looks like different from the sporophyte. They are thalloid body. They are called the prothallus. When the sporangia are divided, they used to give the haploid gametophyte. And when haploid spores, that spores germinate to prothallus, thalloid-like body. And in prothallus, the archegonia and anthridia grows. From the anthridia, the anthrozoids will come out, and from archegonia, the egg will be there. Again, they will fertilize, and the zygote, 2N structure will produce, 2N zygote. Zygote is 2N. From this zygote, again, the sporophyte, the 2N, the sporophyte will grow, and immediately, side by side, the thallus body will degenerate. That is what you have seen, the sporophyte is independent from the gametophyte. This is the alternation of very, very important for your exam also, for your what you should understand the what is the alternation of generation. Here the alternation of generation is sporophyte, then gametophyte, again the sporophyte, and they are independent. Sporophyte is main plant body, gametophyte is thalloid. But in bryophyte, the main plant body is gametophyte, they are haploid, and the gametophyte, then sporophyte, again gametophyte, then sporophyte. But sporophyte is dependent upon the gametophyte. Now, students, I think you should understand, already you understand what is the difference between the bryophyte and pteridophyte. And the vascular bundle starts from the pteridophyte. Now comes the gymnosperm again. The gymnosperm. What is the gymnosperm? Gymnosperm is, I have already said that it contains the naked seed. Embryo is not enclosed in a, seeds are not enclosed in a fruit. They are very big tree. They used to live years after years. They have the root, stem, leaves and all vascular bundles, everything. But Now, in gymnosperm, you have seen already, gymnosperm are very common in hilly area. They are evergreen. They don't shed their leaves. The leaves are needle-like. And cycas and pine, you have seen very, very abundant in the hill areas. But they don't produce the fruits. The seeds are naked. how they the leaves may be simple. In the pine, they are needle-like leaves. In the cycas, they are not needle-like, they are compound seeds. But leaves may be the foliage type also, but mainly they are needle-like leaves, because and the shape are mainly conical type of. And vascular bundle is arranged, secondary growth is there. Gymnosperm bears the cones, the mega sporangia and the microsporangia. Mega sporangia are unisexual cones. Mega sporangia are for female and the microsporangia for male. And the pollen grains are haploid, produced in the microsporangia, and the male cones in the male cones, and they have the wing-like structure. From one to two gametes are produced, and large sac-like structure, because they are wind-pollinated. They have this winged sac-like structure which help them for the pollination. And the ovules in the megasporangium, ovules are not enclosed in the ovary as like angiosperm, but they are born naked on the megasporophylls. That is the leaf-like structure, open cone-like structure, and they are woody in structure. You have seen it is ornamental also in the hilly area. People used to in the fireworks, they used to lit fire with this, because they have the turpentine oil in this, so it is very suitable for the fireplace. And the naked, they are ovules are on the micro megasporophylls only. Ovules are produced side by side inside the female, and egg is also produced. The male gamete fuses this female gamete and produces the fertilization takes place there. The seed also produced there only. And the seeds in the pinus is also have two wings. One seed have one wings, and the two seeds simultaneously produces, because two male gametes are fertilizing two ovules. So two eggs are two seeds are produced, and they also disperse by the wind. So they are the wind pollinated. The for example, pinus, ever you have seen, red wood is very common in California area. They are known as the they are very common there. In our country, we see the pinus and the cedar and juniper and cycas are very common in our hill area. And many gymnosperm yield resin. Then the turpentine, and the several are other production like the dry fruits also, and sagu, jo sabudana, they are produced from this cycas plant. So these are the common thing. They are very much economically also helpful for us. Now students, after gymnosperm, the most higher group of plants is the angiosperma. They are also autotrophs, multicellular. They may be biennial, perennial, and annual also. And all plants come, major plants come under this angiosperm. The mango, pea, coconut, our rice, maize, everything comes under the angiosperm, this group. These seeds are always enclosed in a fruit. That fruits are the mature fertilized ovary. And in your book, you have given the one typical angiosperm figure, that is the mustard plant figure. They have true roots, stem, vascular bundle. They may be harp, sharp or tree. When they are harp, they don't have the secondary growths. When the monocots don't have the secondary growths. But when they are the trees, they have the secondary growths and the vascular bundles and nodes, internodes, leaves, everything is there in the angiosperm. And angiosperm are divided into dicot and monocot. Dicot means two cotyledons are present, and in monocot, single cotyledons are present. Angiosperm bears seed enclosed in the fruit. In dicot, the two cotyledons means the seeds. If you open the seed, the two cotyledons, if you open the chana seed, the two cotyledons are visible. Cotyledons, what is cotyledons? They are stored food which we take as a food, as our nutrition, and the baby plant also get their nutrition from this cotyledon. And in monocot, we have the only one cotyledon. Now, your very common maize is coming, the bhutta you are eating. You have seen the rice, bhutta, wheat, they have the only one cotyledon. You cannot divide the seed into two parts. Then what is the difference between the gymnosperm and the angiosperm? Both are tree, both are autotrophs, and both have the secondary growths and everything. But what is the difference? Now, the main difference was the naked seed. The gymnosperm, they don't have the ovary enclosed. The seed is enclosed in the ovary. They don't have fruits. They have only the microsporangias and the megasporangia. And the seed was developed in the megasporangia only and dispersed by the wind. And in angiosperm, you have say they are the independent, mature, and thus they fertilize in the ovary, the seed. The ovary is nothing but it is matured to fruits. That is, seed is enclosed in the fruit, and that in gymnosperm, they don't have fruit. This is the main difference between the angiosperm and the gymnosperm. And if you compare from the root also, what is the monocot and dicot? The two class, monocot and dicot. Monocot, I have said one cotyledon, dicot is the two cotyledon. Starts from the root. If you cut the root, cross section of the root, you have already seen in the practical, I think, the vascular bundle is more than 5. And in dicot, they are restricted to 3 to 5. Then comes the stem. Stem, the vascular bundle are scattered in the monocot. They are scattered. No secondary growth is there. No cambium is there. So they are closed type of vascular bundle. They are scattered. In dicot, they are arranged in a ring shape and they have the cambiums. When the secondary growth takes place, this cambium and the every year this ring in two seasons, the two rings you have seen the in locks, the rings are visible. So they are the open vascular bundles. In leaf, you have seen in the lily, you see, if you consider the lily or maize or grass, so you have seen the leaves, the venation of the leaf is parallel. They will don't have any time, all the leaves for the monocot, they are arranged in a parallel venation. But in dicot, they don't have the parallel venation, always reticulate venation. Then comes the flower. In monocot, the flowers are very, very small. Only the they don't have the calyx and the corolla. Calyx and corolla are fused in the monocot. They known as the perianth. And in dicot, the flowers are variety of flowers. They are the variety of colors, and they have sepal, petal. Sometimes they are bracted, and the androecium, gynoecium is very much visible. They are the ornamental flowers also. All the ornamental flowers are mostly dicot. So, variety of flowers. Then the seed. Seed I have already mentioned so many times. Monocot, they have only one cotyledon, and dicot, they have the two cotyledons. Now we can further, if we discuss with the some families, because angiosperm is so big and we cannot study the angiosperm without dividing them in a family. But there are so many families, but here we will study about some common families, that is the Fabaceae, pea plant. Nowadays the pea is very common. You are seeing all the leguminous plant comes under this pea plant family, that is the Fabaceae. Then the Malvaceae, China rose. You have seen the China rose. They comes under this Malvaceae family. Then Liliaceae. Liliaceae is a monocot plant and they comes under this Liliaceae family. And the Poaceae. Poaceae is the grass family. All the gramineous grass, wheat, maize, rice, all this grass, long grass, lemon grass, all grasses, they comes under this Poaceae family. So first we are coming to the Fabaceae family. Fabaceae family, that is the Papilioniaceae. Why it is Papilioniaceae? Papilioniaceae, it is looks like a butterfly. Why they have the five petals, but five petals are, one is very big and two is the wing like, and two are fused to give the structure like a keel, where the bee or the insect can sit and they can extract the nectar from that plant. And this flower looks like a butterfly. It is zygomorphic. That's why it is zygomorphic. Why it is zygomorphic? What is the meaning of zygomorphic? That if a particular plane you can cut that flower, then only it will be similar. You cannot cut it any plane. Only in one plane, if you cut, that will be divided in a same pattern. So this is called the zygomorphic. And they have all the pentamerous. What is the pentamerous? Everything is in five. Five petals, five sepals, and five and the multiplication of five. Their androecium also, the male pollen grain bearing, they are also five. Ten are ten in one bunch, and the one is other free. That everything is fine, jointed. Ten is jointed and one is unjointed. And the corolla is also jointed in the lower portion. Everything, five petals, five androecium, five sepals, everything is in five. And I have already discussed you how they are arranged. One big stand, then the wing-like structure, two petals, and two petals are joined to give the keel-like structure to sit the bee comfortably to suck the nectars. And now, the what is the common example of this family? That pea, already I have seen, it is very common. And all dals, the leguminous plant, every all leguminous plant, then moong dal, arhar dal, soybean, masoor dal, all leguminous plants comes under this family, that is the Fabaceae family. And they are very much you know that already you have studied, they have in the nodules in their roots which nitrogen fixation is there. So, and these fruits are also very much proteinaceous to us, so we get protein from this all dals. So they are very economically important for us, this family, Fabaceae family. Then comes the Malvaceae family. What is Malvaceae family? The plant are herb. They are in Papilioniaceae family, Fabaceae family, they are mostly creeper. They are mostly creeper. They are the not tree. They are shrubs or creeper. But Malvaceae family, they are always herb, shrub, or tree. And the big tree type be herb and shrub. Everything is in the Malvaceae family. The hibiscus, the common hibiscus, the China rose, they are very common. In Hindi, you are known by the gulair plant, I mean. And it is very common, China rose. They can be harp, sharp, and a tree. And the flower are pentamerous. Here also the flowers are in five. 5 or multiplication of 5. Everything is 5. But actinomorphic. Actinomorphic means in any plane, if you cut the flower, it will be divided into symmetric two halves. But in Fabaceae family, what was there? It was also 5 in number, but they was the zygomorphic. Only one particular plane, if you divide the flower, they will be divided into two similar halves. But here it is actinomorphic, equal half. And the apicalyx is present. Apicalyx means bract type calyx in another structure is called the apicalyx. They are, that's why it is called bracteate. Before the calyx, they have the small green structure. They are known as the apicalyx. And they are, the calyx are joined, sepals and the petals are joined in the base only. The corolla has the 5 petals and the lower part androecium consists of indefinite members of monodelphous stamens. And the lower part of the lower part or filament is joined together to form the staminal tube. Tube-like structure. They are formed joined on tube-like structure. And the gynecium consists of the 5 carpel, syncarpus, ovary is superior, pentalocular. Pentalocular means, I have said everything is 5. Locule means chamber. If you cut the ovary, there will be the 5 chambers. In every chamber, we will have the embryos and having the axial placentation. In Fabaceae, we have the marginal placentation. That if you open the pea plant, you will see the margin. In margin, the pea seeds are attached. That is the marginal placentation. Here, it is the placentation is the axial placentation. In 5 chamber, they are situated. So, they have the axial placentation. Now, it comes the figure is given in your book, so you can see the figure with this study. You go through the figure, then you will understand more. Then comes the Liliaceae. Liliaceae is the monocot plant, lily plant. Plants are mostly perennial or herb. Stems have the rhizome or bulb-like structures. The all onion, lily, garlic, all these are the comes under the Liliaceae family. Leaves may be fleshy. You have seen the lily family, the leaves are fleshy. If you touch that, that is cushion-like type of leaves, that is the fleshy. Flowers are bisexual and actinomorphic. Actinomorphic, any plane you can cut it and it will divide into two halves. Mostly trimerous. Trimerous means they are 3-3. They are arranged in a hole, in 3 hole. First 3, then second 3. If it has arranged 2 holes, they will arrange in a 2 holes. The 3-3 things will be. There will be 3 unit or multiple of 3. And the hypogynous perianth is here the calyx and the corolla are fused to form the perianth-like structure. So, the calyx and corolla is not differentiated. And the corolla is 6, but they are arranged in a 2 hole. First hole, 3 in each hole, free or united. Maybe free, maybe united. So, they are arranged in 2 hole. First hole, 3 plus 3. The stamens are also 6, 3 plus 3. In 2 holes, they are also situated opposite to the perianth lobe. Carpel also 3, syncarpus, ovary superior and axial placentation. Here also axial placentation. Fruits usually capsule type of fruits. And now the common plants are the very common tulip, lily, onion, all these are the common plants under the Liliaceae family. Then comes our Poaceae family, that is also monocot. But all the Gramineae families are come this Poaceae family. What the rice, wheat, maize, sugarcane, then the barley, all the millets, all this comes under the Poaceae family. They are monocot. Plants are herb. They are not woody. They are not tree, bush or shrub. They rarely, they are mostly herb. Sugarcane is just hardy type of, woody type of thing, but otherwise they all are very, very soft herbs, and the inflorescence are spike-like inflorescence. For example, wheat, a small spikelets, you cannot see the petals. They, we can see only the androecium and the gynoecium, and they contain white colored, the petal are very small. But the flowers are more than five spikes, more than, not more than five flowers in there. Flowers are very small, inconspicuous. You cannot distinguish the flower, with scaly like structure, scales like structure. If you touch that, it will come out as a scales. And the stamens are three, sometimes six. Or maybe in the bamboo, they are in the bamboo or rice, they are six, they are three carpels also, syncarpous, unilocular, ovary superior, bearing single ovule, basal. The placentation is basal. It is monocot. Fruits are seed coat and the ovary well inspirable fused. There we can see the seed coat will come out. If you take the Bengal gram, you can the seed coat will come out. But here, if you take the rice, the seed coat won't come out. Wheat won't come out. That means the seed coat and the ovary walls are fused together. The example are already I have said you the rice. You can see the botanical names also given in your books. Wheat, maize, sugarcane, or barley, millets, all these comes under the Gramineae family. That is the Poaceae, monocot. Then, learners, we have already now studied the all the planty kingdom. Under this planty kingdom, what we studied today, that is the bryophyte, pteridophyte, and angiosperm. Again, in short, I can tell you the bryophyte is the most lowest group of angiosperm. They don't have their vascular bundles. They are mostly thalloid. And then comes the pteridophyte, which are slightly higher than the bryophyte. They are not thalloid body, but they are independent bryophyte. The main plant body was sporophyte, and the gametophyte was independent from the sporophyte, and main plant body was 2N sporophyte. They don't have the vascular bundle. The vascular bundle starts from the pteridophyte. They don't have proper vascular bundles, but starting from the pteridophyte. Then comes the gymnosperm. They are woody, tree, secondary growths, and everything was there, but the fruits was naked. They are not enclosed in the ovary. The seeds was not enclosed in the ovary. Ovary is the mature fruit. Then was the last ultimate was the angiosperm, the higher group of plant. And angiosperm also, we have seen the two. One is dicotyledon, one is monocotyledon, bearing one cotyledon and bearing two cotyledon. And all the difference and everything we have already now studied. I think if you go through the books and see the pictures, and it will be very easy to follow my lecture, and I think you have understood all them. Now again, very common question comes, that is the, what is alternation of generation? Where we have seen the alternation of generation? That is in lower group bryophyte, very, very important. They are amphibian. Why they are amphibian? They need water for the fertilization. And their main plant body is gametophyte, and the sporophyte is dependent upon the gametophyte. Sporophyte is very short-lived, and they give the spores. Meiosis takes place in the sporophyte, and the haploid spores are produced, and from the haploid spores, the main plant body, the liverworts are the thalloid body, and the mosses are the leaf-like structure, stem-like structure, rhizoids are there. Then the pteridophyte. Pteridophyte is main plant body is 2N, that is the sporophyte, and the gametophyte is N, and that is not dependent upon the sporophyte. They are thalloid, but the sporophyte is very big tree-like structure. We used to keep our this pteridophyte fronds, very common ornamental plant we used to keep, and they have the leaves, stem, root, everything, but their gametophyte is very short-lived, and they are thalloid, a thalloid body, and they are not dependent upon the gametophyte. They only have the gametophyte, the structures of the male and female, that is the Anthradia and Archegonia. Anthradia and Archegonia gives male Anthradia gives anthrozoids, and Archegonia gives eggs, and that fertilizes to zygote, and from this zygote, zygospores, that is 2N, will develop again the sporophyte. So this alternation of generation is very, very important, and please go through it several times, then only you can come to know what is the alternation of generation. And otherwise, in gymnosperm and the angiosperm, the alternation generation very easy. That is, the main plant body is sporophyte, 2N, and the gametes are in there. The gametes are naked seed, they don't have the fruit, and here the gametophytes gives the fruit, everything to us, and the angiosperm. So here the alternation of generation is very easy, but in bryophyte and pteridophyte they are different. So you should go through the alternation of generation. Very, very important for you.